With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, we all do it in school, but very few of us use Irish day to day. And one man that is doing his bit to change that is, of course, Hector himself. And his new book, The Irish Words You Should Know and How to Use Them Every Day, does exactly what it says on the tin. Hector, I feel like this book was built for me. I genuinely do.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah, because it's one of those things, like, I obviously did Irish in school, but it was kind of a bit of punishment, if I'm being completely honest. I rigmaroled it off and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, get it over and done with. And then I hadn't a breeze how to actually use it in everyday language. But this is exactly what you've built the book around.
Yeah, I don't know why I would wish I have a magic wand and the power to say to and erase everyone's attitude. Or 90, how many people have 100 to stop you? Oh, at school, I wasn't the best at Irish, or my teacher. Why do we always have this? I wish I could just magic wand that feeling that I got. But I came into it to Irish language at 8 years of age, and I didn't even know it existed because my mum sent me to the Gaeltacht. So I didn't even know there was a person called the Irish language. I didn't even know what it felt like, what it tasted like, what it sounded like. But then I was introduced to it. So when I was coming back from the Gaeltacht, even though it was only 8 miles over the road in Rathcarn in Navan, 28 miles from Dublin, I was coming back in and I knew about the Irish language. So secondary school to me was easier. Not the writing of the language. Yeah. I was no SWAT. I got a C in the leaving, which is probably a K7 or a B. I don't, whatever that is.
C's
what's that? H4?
Going.
What is it?
Yeah,
nowadays.
It's all changed.
But like, I was no SWAT in written language, but I could speak it. And by the time I was 12 and 13 and 14, I was living in the Gaeltacht every year for 3 months. And I was having the time of my life, meeting girls, meeting new friends, finding my own feet and the language. I was bilingual and I didn't even know it. And in this broken planet we live on, we need language more than ever. It's layered in who we are.
Especially the Irish language, because it's not as straightforward as just saying a sentence. There's so much meaning to all the words, and they're fun and they're good crack. And that's exactly what you do in the book. We'll start off with a short one, right? What would you say, like, when you're saying goffa?
Goffa. Goffa means you're completely and utterly and totally, and there's no chance of speaking today. I can't get to you today, Tommy Goffa. And there's always somebody you put in the long finger. I'll tell you, Laura, I can't. Laura, sorry, yeah. Tommy, I'm Goffa and you. I'm Goffa. Goffa. Just say Goffa.
Goffa.
Goffa means I'm inundated. I can't talk to you
today. I do one day a week. I call up my plug in the wall day. But I think on that day anymore, if anybody tries to come near me, I'm going to be like,
Tommy,
goffa.
Means you're busy with something else. Now, that could be anything. Making a thick and Thai green curry and you just don't want to do anything regarding work. Tommy, goffa. It's lovely,
goffa.
Isn't it?
I really like that now. Tommy, goffa. The producer Etna now is absolutely fuming. You taught me that one because it's going to be game over. She'll be calling me to do things out with Tommy, goffa.
Tommy, goffa. Yeah. Listen, Tommy, completely goffa. Tommy, goffa, get Hillis, go home, lon. Listen, there's no chance. Saturday, 3 o'clock. Do you know what? Tommy Goffa.
So this is what the book's about.
Yeah.
It's just like lines like this that you can throw into everyday language that are, they're a bit of crack and they get you out of something.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're on Duolingo or there's an awful surge. There has been an awful surge in the language, and it's always been surging like a wild Atlantic sea. But nowadays, with the likes of Kneecap selling out 6 nights in Vicker Street or playing to 10,000 people at a festival in Belgium, and people rapping back to the Mosgoelge or to Colleen Kuhn or Brendan Gleeson, who is lovely Irish, or Paul Mescal, anything Paul Mescal does becomes part of our DNA.
Yeah.
Paul Mescal speaks Irish on the red carpet, it goes boom. But you see, there's something within us. They all recognise that it's in our inheritance. This is our language. We've been on this island for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. The Atlantic. You look at the Atlantic, tell me, what are you going to speak the Atlantic? You don't speak it. The English language doesn't have any connection with that. The Irish language, with the rain that falls on us, with the sideways rain in Galway, when a farmer ploughs the field, these are all part of this brilliant island that is our island, and our language is our inheritance. Irish language isn't choosy who speaks it.
Well, let's stay going and give people more of a taste of like what the book has to offer, or even like listening to us right now, they'll be able to come back and come out with some things. I mean, I've got Tommy Goffa like down to a T right now. That's what I'm going ahead with, but I might need a little bit of help with this one. What about Eig Mullaisheas?
Eig Mullaisheas. That is now Saturday afternoon, and my Saturdays, if my wife says, listen, I think we're going to go down to Clare and I might take the lads with me, and then I go, yes, I've got Six Nations rugby, I've got the racing, I've got the soccer, I've got UFC, I've got 9 hours ahead of me. Tell me, I'm going to lie on the couch, I'm going to turn off the phone, and I'm going to get down and I'm going to relax. Mwille, slow down. It's almost like turn the dial down.
Yeah.
Mwille. Mullaisheas. It's like when you're coming into a bad part of the motorway heading back to Galway, and you know there's about 17,000 bollards, and you have to Mullaisheas. take it down.
These ones are all built for me now as well. You have dedicated 40 pages to saying hello. This is what I'm talking about when I say there's so many different meanings in the Irish language for everything.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Isn't that, it shows you how rich and how deep and how mystical and magical it is. And yeah, they're good. There's so many ways to say hello. And I suppose there's a humour in the Irish language. Yeah. There's a humour in it.
Dovdocha.
You love all. Why are you talking about words like tired and occupied?
Love them.
Dovdocha means I'm done.
I'm out.
I am burnt black. Dovdocha.
Dovdocha is a great part of the book as well because it's used to attack your son's refusal to flush the toilet. Like,
yeah, I just can't explain this. The hormone, or there's a part of a teenage boy that just doesn't flush the toilet, and I don't know if you've been in the Croke Park Jacks after an All-Ireland final. You know that.
You know that waft,
like a bisto, the aroma, yep. The aroma, the sweet aroma of GAA, wee. When you teenage boys, 17, 18 and 19 years of age, don't flush the toilets. In my house, you can, Jesus Christ, will you flush the toilets? So that's when I get, that's when I would bring that one.
That's when you're using that one. Tell me now, when would I be using Lovacon?
So there's two chapters in the book, one dedicated to Rakhar and one dedicated to Inishman. So when I was 7, 8, 9 and 10 and 11, I learned my first ever Irish with three Bannon teas. T. Colin na Fógin, T. Maggie Tim and T. Vree Johnny. And they were the mothers of Rakhairn that gave me a love of the language. I went to Inishman, it was like getting my PhD when I lived on an island off the west coast where they don't speak much English. So Lovacon is just a lovely way of you'd use it around children, around small animals, Lovacon, and the way you would treat a toddler and a baby and a small animal. And it's a tribute to the people of Rakhairn. Certain words, like they would use a thing like, there's a break in the sun, between showers, ta atil on. And there's lovely different words in Inishman and in Rakhairn, both different sides of the country, both Connemara people. Yeah. So it's just that I wanted to pay tribute to the people of Rakhairn.
Lovacon,
that's only 30 miles from here.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lovacon is gorgeous to say. And you mentioned there, obviously, about, you know, getting your quote-unquote PhD of your Irish language induction on Inishman. But talk to me, because one of the words that you picked up there was Pouser.
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 P-A-B-H-S-U for the R. I went out to Inishman. I think I had three grand saved in the bank. I'd failed Trinity. I'd worked for a few years. And I decided to head away again. Tommy Tiernan said on the podcast down in the shed with Larita a couple of years ago, he said, your mother, and I know your mother well, Trina, she never stopped your adventures. And I think I'm on a language adventure since I was a young lad, whether it was the Gaeltacht or living in the Basque country or coming back and getting a job on TG Carrin and then travelling. But I went out to live in Inishman. I lived in a little cottage beside the slip. It was called Sunsplash Cottage. We named it that. We had Ray Darcy and Blackboard Jungle on in the afternoons, drinking flagons of cider in the evening time, watching the sun go down over Galway Bay. And I got my honours degree in Irish there. It's the only place in the world and in Ireland where they have a different word for flower. We know blah.
Yeah.
Blah. Flower. Blahana, flowers. But in Inishman, which is so different from Inishmore and Inisir, nobody goes to Inishman. Inishman is just remote. The word for flower on this part of our Ireland is Pouser. It's that little multicoloured flower that grows between the limestone crags that sweeps across in the Burren. It's that beautiful flower that grows on the island, and it's called a Pouser. Because I said, Shin Blahana, the Shin Niha, Shin Pouser, Hector. And I said, Shin the Fuckin. And she said, yeah, Shofuckle Inishman. Isn't that beautiful
those
that they
words,
have a different word from Inishir and Inishmore? Pouser.
It's theirs and theirs.
You wouldn't
only see
a Pouser in Mambelu Mailach now.
Wouldn't.
Or in Ballyclaw na Gáileava or in Curraghfinn or in Tuam. You'd see a blah. But in Inishman, it's a Pouser.
You've covered quite literally everything in this book, and we could talk for days about this. But let's finish on a bit of an insult, because when would you wish someone a buanach bui?
Buanach bui.
Buanach bui.
Well, buanach is a really bad thing, and unfortunately, at 20 years of travelling around the world, I've had buanach two times. Once I had a buanach, a diarrhea parasite in Honduras.
Oh God!
And that's not a good thing to get into your body. Once he's in there, he ain't coming out. And it turns, it's nasty. It's like move everything towards the ensuite. Move the bed, move the lockers, move in. It's close.
And everyone else move out.
You're just running. It's Niagara Falls after 3 days. Clear as crystal, clear as putting. Nothing there. Nothing left. That's bunyach. That's bad bunyach. But when you say bunyach, boy, that's yellow diarrhea. What a terrible word, isn't it? Doesn't it even sound bad in English? Diarrhea.
Terrible.
It sounds like a technical term that came out of an Oxford hospital or somewhere. Diarrhea, we'll call it. Diarrhea. How do you spell that, John? But
no,
a
no.
better word is bunyach.
Bunyach.
And when you wish bunyach by your somebody, well, you, I hope you have the worst case of the... It's just a lovely bunyach. Bunyach is a lovely word.
Giving me more reasons for why I can't do things at work. I'll be calling in being like, oh...
Or you could just say tabunyach again, man. You go, oh my God, it sounds terrible. It sounds really bad. Bunyach.
Hector, thank you so much for coming back into 2FM to us today. I mean, honest to God, that was some crack. I suppose we just have to say Gaelic Vibhu.
Gaelic Vibhu, my belly, my lach, the quarter final against Shum. Laura, mas mora gulamagadi and Galway Posse. Listen, don't ring me this afternoon. Tommy Goffa.
Now hang on, we need to plug your book. If anybody wants to get their hands on it, what's it called?
It's The Irish Words You Should Know and How to Use Them Every Day. 150 words and 150 stories to bring you on a journey. And listen, I don't care if you're a teacher, a student, a novice, an expert, a beginner, and if you've never heard of the Irish language, just go on a journey and laugh and smile.
Oh, Carmarco, Hector, we'll chat to you later. Bye.
Mass more, Laura. With Laura Fox Podcast.